The first commandment, to love God above all things. We read in the Gospel that a doctor of the law put Jesus to the test, asking him, "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus said to him, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment." This first commandment includes the duty to worship God. When the devil tempted Christ, asking him to worship him, our Lord answered, "Away with you, Satan, for Scripture says, 'The Lord your God is the one whom you must worship, him alone you must serve.'" Worship of the true God appears in the book of Daniel and in the life of each man in relation to the first commandment. In order to love God, man has to acknowledge him as the Lord and worship him. He who does not worship God acts that way because he does not know and love him, substituting in his place the false gods of selfishness and sin. When Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, ordered everybody to worship the golden statue he had made, the three young Jews refused to obey because only the true God should be worshipped. The contents of the first commandment. God is for man the only Lord. God has created us and takes constant care of us through his providence. Our existence and whatever we are or possess, we receive from God. Therefore, God can demand recognition and worship because man is bound to God by ties and duties that together make up the virtue of religion. What are these duties? To recognize him as our Lord, to believe what he has revealed, to hope what he has promised, to worship him by internal and external cult, to serve him by fulfilling his will always, to pray by raising our mind to God to praise him, to give him thanks and to ask for whatever we need, to love him above all things. The first commandment orders us to believe, hope, and love God, practicing the virtue of religion. The virtue of religion. In the first place, the virtue of religion consists of internal acts of the soul, mainly acts of faith, hope, and charity. We worship God when we pray and pay due homage to him, when we give him thanks and ask him for pardon, when we seek what he wants. This is the worship he expects from us. But we also have to do external acts of worship. For instance, attending Holy Mass, kneeling before the tabernacle, bowing our heads in front of a crucifix, taking part with piety in liturgical ceremonies. We are made of body and soul, both created by God. We have to show our submission and reverence to him through external acts also, in the same way as we acknowledge our neighbors with a handshake or kiss, a bow, a greeting, a gift. Therefore, it is a fundamental right of the human person to be able to freely profess one's religion in public and in private. The will of God should always be done. God is the Lord, and we should joyfully fulfill his will, being ready to do with love all that he wishes, just as Jesus Christ our Master did. "Father, let your will, not mine, be done." On the other hand, God is our Father, and loves us more than anyone on earth. Hence, what he wills for us is the best that can happen to us, and the best way for us to show our love for him is to faithfully do his will, precisely because he wills it. God prescribes certain actions that have to be done. There are other things he forbids, and we have to avoid them. At times, what God asks from us requires effort and sacrifice, yet we have to do it with equal or even greater determination. By doing God's will, we also discover our divine vocation, our personal calling, trying to respond to it faithfully and perseveringly. Sins against the first commandment. Sins against the first commandment include those against faith, voluntary doubt, disbelief, heresy, apostasy, schism, reading books which attack faith and morals, discussing questions about the faith without due preparation, against hope, despair, presumptuousness, and against charity, indifference, ingratitude, tepidity, hate, envy, quarrels, scandal, and any mortal sin. But specific sins against this commandment comprise those acts that go against the virtue of religion. Some of these are superstition. It consists in attributing to certain objects, signs, or words disproportionate effects, invoking a creature as if it were God. It is a deviation of the worship due to God and leads to idolatry and different forms of divination and magic. Idolatry. It consists in worshipping false gods or worshipping a creature with the adoration due to God. It is a very serious sin, severely condemned by God in the Bible. Nowadays, many people worship money, comfort, or themselves instead of God. Divination, seance, and magic. It consists in invoking occult forces, deceased persons, even the devil, in order to find out, through their help, unknown things, or to carry out extraordinary things as if they were miracles. Sacrilege. It consists in defiling or desecrating persons, objects, and places consecrated to God. Tempting God with words or deeds, putting God's goodness and omnipotence to the test. Irreligion. It is the sin of having no religion, which amounts to holding God in contempt. Atheism, which denies that God exists, and agnosticism, which, since it cannot know God, chooses not to take him into account. The veneration of the Virgin Mary and the saints. Christians, besides worshipping God, venerate and invoke the Virgin Mary, the angels and the saints, God's friends who have been glorified by him. We honor God in his angels and saints, who are like mirrors reflecting some of God's infinite perfections. We venerate the saints by celebrating their memory, beseeching their intercession, following their example, and venerating their relics and images. In doing all this, God is honored. It is for this reason that we, Christians, have images of the Virgin Mary, angels, and saints, and that we preserve with reverence the relics of the saints. In honoring the images and relics, we honor the saints they represent or from whom they come. The importance of the first commandment. The first commandment is the most holy and most important. Observing it well, we observe all the others. We cannot forget that to love God above all things comes before anything else. It is the only thing that really matters. Resolutions for Christian life. Try to do God's will, as expressed in the commandments, at all moments. Make acts of faith, hope, and charity. You will find some helpful versions in a book of traditional Christian prayers and devotions.